I see my family's here anyway. Well, good afternoon, and thank you for being a part of this forum. This process is important to the future of our association. This election is about you standing up and making a choice. The choice that will shape our future, and indeed the very foundation of the American dream of home ownership. We are engaged in a struggle to protect who we are as an industry, as an association, and what we represent. It's a fight we didn't start, but one that strong leadership will win. Recently, Zillow's CEO claimed that no one brand controls real estate in the U.S. I don't believe that. I hope you don't believe that. But outside this room, on the streets of the United States, people are asking that question every day. Today, a majority of consumers are using the internet to start their home buying experience. Web price estimates are often their first point of contact. But today is not about one internet company. There are many companies out there that would love to cut us out of the picture completely. And there will be more companies in the future. If we don't define ourselves and the value we provide to the American public, those internet companies operating far from the streets of America will surely do so for us. Together, we will not let that happen. NARA must be first in the minds of our members and the consumers. I got into this race because I care deeply about the unique value that we bring to realtors and our clients. Yet I see two possible futures for us. One, in which the realtor remains the keystone of the transaction. And two, where sadly, we go the way of the travel agent. I'm a third-generation realtor. I learned that the future of NAR is always in our hands. I also learned that change is the key. Change today means making NAR more nimble and innovative. We need to create change, not respond to change. But we can't forsake our traditional values and strengths. First, we must always remember that our responsibility as an association is to protect our industry and our profession through our legislative and RPAC issues, and this is no easy job, as you all know. Government agencies today, from the State House to the White House, have the authority to change our business with the stroke of a pen. Government struggles every day with enormous budget issues, but they look to our pockets to solve those issues. Even the future of the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is in question today. Today's most powerful business tools are data and education. Like many of you, I have designations which I've earned through education. Two out of three directors in our association have designations indicating your belief in education as well. These are my priorities, and I will fight for them as your president. But before you vote this week, let's address the politics of this election. You may be wondering about the number of endorsements and what they mean in this race. Well, endorsements are non-binding straw polls, and the ones in this race were taken a long time ago. This election for president isn't done by a straw poll, and the outcome certainly wasn't determined a long time ago either. This week, you get the chance to speak for yourself and a forward-thinking vision. I'm Jim Helsel. I'm asking you to do the right thing. Vote for the candidate that you think is the best choice. Thank you very much. I look forward to your questions.
Thank you, Jim. Now we will have Tom Solomon from Coral Gables, Florida, candidate by nomination.
Thank you, Nestor. Thank you all so very much for being here. You know, you're all leaders, and you've all had the opportunity to stand up here and speak to groups just as Jim and I are today. And you wonder, what is it I'm going to say to the group? What's important enough to talk to them about? I've probably given 100 speeches to groups over the last 3 years being interviewed by directors. But today, I thought to myself, you know, what's the one thing I want the people today to know about? And when you have supporters, everybody has an opinion. Someone said to me, tell them about how the 41 endorsements get renewed every year. I said, no, I don't want to do that. Someone said to me, tell them about the process of the nominating committee. I said, I don't want to do that. Someone said to me, you know, a lot of times when there's contested races, the candidates bring in outside speaking coaches to teach them what to say to the members. I think that's insane. If anyone has to get information from somebody outside the organization to tell me what to talk to you about, the members I want to represent, then I shouldn't be your president. If I need to connect with you through someone that knows nothing about our organization, I shouldn't be your president. So what I decided, because as you all know, for 35 years, I've sat in that chair. I've had the opportunity to interview a lot of people who wanted to be a president at a local, state, or national level. And the one thing that was disappointing to me in the 3 years of being interviewed, and maybe I'm in a minority, but there's two questions that I always asked of the person that wanted my vote. And the first one had nothing to do with real estate. Nothing to do with real estate. I wanted to know about the individual's heart. I wanted to know what that person's core values were. I call it integrity. And when I was a little kid, there was a football coach. Many of you may have known him because you're probably closer to my age than some of the YPNers. His name was Vince Lombardi. And Vince Lombardi said there's three things important in life: your God, your family, and your profession. And as a little kid, I thought that was pretty incredible. No one ever asked me, who are you? What's your core values? Those three things are what I live by every day. The second question I ask every candidate that wants my vote then goes to real estate. And I say, we have an often used phrase, and it's realtor family. And I want to know, what does realtor family mean to that individual? Because now that's important to me if you want to represent the realtor family. Well, I was very fortunate because when I was 10 years old, my dad brought me into the office. And I got my first job in the real estate industry. I was called the key kid. And for those of you who've been around long enough, you remember the days before lockboxes. You had a board in the back, there were numbers on it, and you had to make sure that the right key was at the right number. And I thought that was pretty cool that that was my job. 2 years later, I got a promotion. At least I was told it was a promotion. For those of you who were around before computers, we had something called MLS books. And in our area, they came out every other week. So in those in-between weeks, we had what was called tear sheets. I was the tear sheet kid. And there were a bunch of folders, and it was my job to make sure that I put the house tear sheet in the house folder, the commercial tear sheet in the commercial folder, the land, condos, townhouses, so on and so forth. And I thought that was pretty good, but as I got older, I saw something in that office that was pretty interesting to me. I saw people work together, and I saw them love each other. They helped each other. And I went to my dad as a 12-year-old, and I said, why are all these people so nice to each other? I thought if he didn't sell a house, he didn't make a commission. And if she didn't sell a house, she didn't make a commission. So what happens if they're all together? Why is that, that they're so nice? And he said to me, because we're a family. We're a family. And we love each other. So I said, that's what the first thing was that I heard, this love. The second thing that I heard was that we protect people. At 18 years old, my dad brought me to my first luncheon, and that at that time, RPAC was 5 years old. We gave money because we protected our industry. So protection. And the third thing was ethics. The word realtor meant you were above an agent because we had an ethical code. Ironically, we're here today celebrating 100 years. So that's who I am. I live by those three things that Vince Lombardi talked about: God, your family, your profession. The realtor family means to me love, protection, and ethics. I thank you so much.